Sometimes people say things about bats that aren't true, and particularly at this time of year in October, you hear people talking about vampire bats, but I think you can put us right on that, can't you, Paul?
Yes, the vampire bats do exist, but not in this country. They only live in America, and they feed mostly on cattle, so they're no danger to us at all.
Right, well, thank you for sorting that one out for us. Now, other times I've heard people saying, oh, they're as blind as a bat. But bats aren't blind, are they?
No, bats have pretty good eyesight and they can see well enough to move around the roost during the day and to identify other bats. At night, of course, when they feed, it's dark, so their good eyesight isn't much use to them, which is why they also use sound. And at night, they make sounds to talk to their friends and family. They make sounds to catch or to help them catch the insects that they eat.
So all those little peeping and cheeping sounds I hear in the garden when you see the bats flying, that's actually the bats talking or looking for food?
Either talking or looking for food, yes. They make different noises depending on what they're doing.
Now, the other thing we always hear is people say, oh, bats fly in your hair, but they don't do that, do they?
No, they're far too good at flying to ever get caught in somebody's hair. If you think about it, a bat can fly through woodland avoiding all the little twigs and branches, so it's not going to collide with a human.